Congressperson Claire Booth Luce of Connecticut spells it out for the cheering delegates.
Let's waste no time measuring the unfortunate man in the White House against our specifications. Mr. Truman's time is short and his situation is hopeless. Frankly, he's a gone goose. But before he goes, I think we should admit that we owe him several debts of gratitude. We should be grateful to Mr. Truman that he tried to be president in 1944, and that with the gallant aid of the big city bosses, Kelly and Flynn and Pendergast and Haig, he didn't fail. If he had failed, our president today would be Mr. Henry Wallace. Providence rode straight with crooked lines when the Pendergast machine gave us Mr. Truman, the colorless Mr. Truman, instead of the red Hank Wallace. And I think we should all be grateful, too, that Mr. Truman has so little dramatic talent. When there's a slump at the ballot box office, a real New Deal hero must be able to chew up the scenery. But Mr. Truman is a man of phlegm and not of fire. He just can't read those old Bob Sherwood lines with the oomph that it takes to get the curtain calls in November. Now, you know, nobody would call Mr. Truman's 3 years in office the pause that refreshes. But they have given us a breathing space in which to refresh our memories on a great hunk of recent Democratic history. Consider the makeup of the Democratic Party at its operational level. It's less a party than a podge. It's a mishmash of die-hard and fighting factions. Now you take the extreme right or the Jim Crow wing of the Democratic Party. Now that wing is led by a lot of lynch-loving Bourbons, white-shirted race supremacists of the Bilbo ilk. At its best, that wing of the party is conservative, but it's seldom to be found at its best. It's generally waging a last-ditch fight on some progressive issue of national health or housing or education or labor. And at its worst, this Jim Crow wing of the Democratic Party is the most reactionary element in our American life. It's anti-Semitic, it's anti-Catholic, it's anti-foreign, it's anti-diluvian.
Chances are good. Dewey and Warren are confident that their campaign will end in victory. They had a united party, while the Democrats are deeply divided. Even the New York Times sees reasons for Republican optimism in 1948. And the Chicago Tribune will go even further come election night. But the day after that, Harry S. Truman will return to the White House. And Thomas E. Dewey, who beat one Republican jinx, will return to the ranks, once again, a private citizen.
Mike O'Dell, KPFK producer from the 1970s.